Thank you for calling customer support. My name is O. How may I help you?
Yes, my name is Willie Dorsey, and I'd like to know, what's the name of this company you're working for?
Yes, sir. We're a third-party agency. We handle a wide range of online vendors and products, but in order to specify any services or charges that you may have with us, I will need to locate your information first. Can you provide me your zip code, please?
75040.
And may I have your first and last name, please?
Willie Dorsey.
Okay, D-O-R-S-E-Y for the last name?
Correct.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you. Just a moment. All right, thank you so much for patiently holding. Can you provide me your shipping address, please?
It's 1774 Blue Bonnet Circle, apartment 5102. That's Garland, Texas, 75040.
All right, thank you for that information. So I showed December the 31st of last year. You placed an order. This was for a dash camera. This is an item you can use while driving, improves safety, performance. So the, excuse me, the only thing you had to pay initially for that dash camera would have been the shipping and handling, which cost $7.45.
And that's all the payment should have been. Because
actually,
the advertisement, sir, hold on. The advertisement that I received about this dash camera was there's no charge for the camera. There's only a $7.41 shipping fee. And
yes,
that's
sir.
All I intend to pay.
But
for
you are missing
that don't work. It don't work.
Right.
And,
but you're missing a key piece of information there, which is I was about to go in depth as far as it explaining. Yeah, that's true. You're not paying for the dash camera. But per the terms and conditions, it explains, if you review through this information, of course, that you will also be signing up for our Consumer Gadgets Club, which is an online web store. So that membership is priced at $49.97 a month. And you also receive a $125 gift card every month as well for being a member. So you're not being billed for the dash camera at this point. If you're wondering what the other charges are coming from, that's for the membership that goes along with that product you ordered.
Okay, so I have not received any $100 gift certificate for anything.
And have you checked your email?
Sir, I'm trying to explain to you.
I'm listening. You can go ahead.
The advertiser did not make any kind of statement as to what you say. Now, I don't sit and read 35 to 40 minutes of all you guys' disclaimers that you put in the bottom. To save time on this right here, I would like to have my $49 and, 97 cents reinstated to my account because this was not anything that I authorized. I paid $7.41 that the advertisement clearly states is yours for free. You pay shipping costs. Now, I can put this thing back in the box, in which I stated it don't work. Now, I can put this thing back in that box and send it back to you or find a box and send it to you. Go to the post office and buy one. I don't want this mess.
Okay.
I can't use it.
So, again, sir, you're not being billed for the item. You're being billed for the membership. But we'll see what we can do in regards to that. I'm sorry, sir. You can go ahead.
I don't need you continuing I don't need to repeat that to me. I don't want no membership in this shit.
Okay, I've already understood that, sir. So I stated we can see what we can do in regards to receiving a refund. The charges are valid based on the terms and conditions, whether you did or did not see that information. But I, you know, do apologize for the inconvenience as well.
Okay.
So I will go ahead and cancel the account, see what we can do for a refund. Please hold and thank you.
No. If you do, if I don't receive a refund, you'll hear from me again. Me and a bunch of other consumers that I know, we're tired. We're fed up with this mess. I can't rest for my phone ring. Notification. Everybody got something to push off on, and I think you're doing it to just older people like myself. But that shit is about to end. Now, you do what you're going to do, and I'm going to do what I'm going to do. $49 ain't going to kill me. But I don't got no money to give away. Have a good day.
Yes, sir. So I'm still here. I'm canceling at the account, checking what options are available for a refund. Just continue to hold for me. Please hold and thank you.
Okay, I will hold.
Thank you. All right. Thank you for holding. So the account is canceled, which goes in effect immediately, preventing any charges from this point. Just to answer your question, before I do get into the refund options available for you today, we're not accepting any returns due to COVID. So that item is yours to keep at this point. So don't even worry about sending that back, because you're, again, not being billed for that item. The charges were for the membership, not for the item ordered. Okay, I just wanted to make sure that was clarified for you.
It's clear.
Now,
it's clear.
In regards to the charge, I'm sorry. Okay, in regards to the charge, what I can offer is 35% refund. The estimated time frame is going to be 3 to 5 business days.
35 business days.
No, sir. I didn't say 30. No, sir. No, sir. I explained 35% refund, not 35 business days. 35% refund is what I can offer. 3 to 5 business days is the estimated time frame. No, sir.
It's the estimated time frame.
Mm-hmm. 3 to 5 business days is the estimated time frame. Yes, sir.
For the return.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
It only took how long for the deduct that money from our account?
I mean, of course, the time frame for a refund and the time that the charge was deducted is not going to be the same, sir. We, you know, understand that. So the estimated time frame for that is going to be 3 to 5 business days for that to reflect back to your account. Of course, it can post before that time frame. We don't know when it will reflect. Your bank will notify you of that information.
I see what you're saying about the additional 35 days. That's a window.
What? No, sir. Not 35. 3 to 5. 3 to 5. Just within a week, you would only have to wait. You don't have to wait like a whole month for a refund.
Okay, now I understand what you're saying, but what's the 35 day?
No, sir. I'm saying
You're saying 3 to 5 days. Okay.
Yes, sir. 3 to 5 days. But I'm saying what I can offer for the charge is 35% of that, and that will reflect within the estimated 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, I got you. So I'll still wind up losing. But okay, that.
Well, how about this? I can offer. I'm willing. Like I said, willing to work with you today. I can offer at least a 50% refund. That will reflect within 3 to 5 business days. Hold on. And if you would like to know the estimate, I can provide that as well. Hold on. $24.98 plus $24.98. So that brings that to $49.96, which will be the total amount of the refund that you would be receiving.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead and submit up that refund for you. And then once I get finished, I'll provide you with the confirmation. That's going to be for the refund and cancellation submitted today. So just a moment.
All right. I'm waiting.
Okay. All right, thank you for holding, sir. So I have submitted the refunds for you. They will arrive within, again, like three to five business days. And as a recap, everything's canceled, so you don't have to worry about any other future charges or any charges at this point from being made. And if you have a pen or pencil, I'll provide you the confirmation. That's going to be for the cancellation and for those refunds submitted as well.
I have the pencil here. I'm ready to write.
Yes, sir. And the confirmation is C as in cancel, 258, excuse me, 899-844. So overall, that's C258-899-844. And as a recap, that's going to be in regards to that cancellation and those refunds submitted today as well.
Okay, let me repeat this number. C258-899-844.
Yes, sir, that's correct. Everything's canceled, and make sure you look out for those refunds, which should be appearing within the next few business days.
Okay, thanks, sir.
You're most definitely welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Yep. All right, you have a good day too, as well.
Thank you.